The International Organization for Migration says Nigerian women are becoming increasingly aware they will be working in the sex business when offered jobs in Europe. But it says job opportunities at home are limited, and young women often are the sole support of their families. The report says one unique feature of Nigerian trafficking is the creation of a so-called binding pact that both sides have to honor. It says most of the women incur debts of between $40,000 and $100,000 to traffickers in their bid to reach Europe. Under this pact, the victim has to pay off the debt regardless of what is suffered along the way. In return, the trafficker has to let the victim earn money for herself after the debt has been paid. IOM spokeswoman Gemini Pandya says a woman who does not do the trafficker's bidding when she arrives in Europe can be exposed to a mixture of violence and coercive religious rituals.
And what these rituals really do is instill a sense of fear into the women, and it plays also on their psychological state of health. And for a victim, breaking this pact, you know, they feel that they can't break this pact, because not just because of the damage that could do to them mentally and physically, but also because the shame of what it would actually bring to the communities at home. What happens is that the pact is not just with the woman, but it's with the family and the family in the community itself. The benefits of any money that the woman sends home affects the whole community at large.
The report finds the two major countries of destination in Europe are Britain and Italy, followed by the Netherlands, Spain, Germany, Belgium, Austria, and France. But it says Italy is the most important destination for Nigerian victims of trafficking. It estimates about one quarter to one half of the foreign prostitutes are from Nigeria. IOM's Gemini Pandya says Nigerian trafficking is organized primarily by the women who themselves had been victims of trafficking.
After they had themselves paid off the debt, which can actually take anything up to 3 years, they find it obviously difficult to find other kinds of work in Europe that either pays as much as the money that they would earn from prostituting, or just because they simply don't have any skills because they might not necessarily have any education.
The report notes traffickers are finding it more difficult to recruit women from urban areas because they are becoming more aware of the dangers that await them. So it says they are turning to rural areas where women and girls have less access to information, are usually poorer, and often easier to influence through religious rituals. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.